Okay, we're still here broadcasting live. This is Area Radio, arearadio.com. We're at the PPF event at the Frederick Fairgrounds, and we're going to try to get some interviews here from a few folks here standing around. And excuse me, can I ask you all real quick? We're live on the radio here broadcasting. Are you having a good time today?
Oh, yeah, we're having a great time.
What have you done today?
Like, we're camping out. Like, we came here, but it's a cool day.
And are you all going to come back next year?
Absolutely.
And what about you? What's your first name?
Sally.
Have you had a good time today?
I've had a fabulous time, and I think we need to say thank you to Debbie Williams for all that she does for Frederick.
Yeah, she's still around, so you'll get a chance. Let me see here. We've got some folks over here. 6 o'clock this morning. Are you having a good time today?
I'm having a good time.
You got a little?
Yeah, she's with her daddy right over there.
And what has she been doing?
She's been playing.
Having a good time. Did she do any face painting?
No.
All right. Okay. All right. It looks like you had your face painted today.
Yes.
Looks like they did a good job.
Mm-hmm.
And what else did you do today?
Go on the moon bounce.
Okay. A moon bounce?
Was the moon bounce fun?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Is this mom and dad here?
Yes.
Did you all have a good time too?
Sure did.
Sure.
All right.
That's what they do at the JMRW Ranch. Over there on the far side, the 2005 Mutton Busters.
All right. We're going to go back up on stage here, and we'll get the feed going again here because they're starting another event. This has been nonstop fun here from noon to 6. They're here today with this fundraiser event. And let's get the feed.
Boy out of Brunswick, 3 years old. 3 years old, Buddy Stein. Tommy Drury, where's Tommy at? That woman took me on, broke a whole lot more than this old cowboy's bone. All right. The winner of today's Mutton Busting competition is going to get a $25 gift certificate if they stop by Cowboys Southwestern Store. The winner gets $25 gift certificate at Cowboys Western Store, Cowboys Stuff. They can stop by. They can spend that $25 however they want inside the store. New cowboy hat. They can get belts, buckles, all kinds of good stuff down there. They even got the official PBR toys. Here we go. Buddy Stein. Hang on, buddy. Oh, boy. Hang on. He's up. Yeah, that kind of hurts, don't it, buddy? Give him a round of applause. 3 years old. All right, bring that sheet back up here. That's it. Let's find out who our next contestant's going to be. Lucas Saunders out of Westminster, Maryland, 5 years old. All right, got a ride for 6 seconds. All right, Lucas. Need a qualified ride. Here we go. Hang on. Not the wildest sheep. Oh. Boy, there's going to be a no score. How about a round of applause for Lucas out here today? No score. All right, Bug Baker's going to be the cowboy, 7 years old, out of Jefferson, Maryland. All right, right there. Go get on. All right, Bug Baker. See if he can ride one here. We need a qualified ride here in the mutton busting competition. See if they can ride one longer than the bull riders did. Hang on, Bug. Coming back around the corner. Bugs took a turn to the right. Now he wants to get squirrely. You can go ahead and get off now. Score coming in, 66 points on the ride. 66. That's the first qualified ride we've had all day. All right, lead that one out. Let's bring another one in. Madeline Leach will be there. Cowgirl, 5 years old at Keymar, Maryland. Here's a Frederick County cowgirl. Madeline, got to beat 66 or better. Hang on. Oh, drew the black sheep. Going to be no score. How about paying that young cowgirl off with a little something? She's not happy. She is not happy. All right. Let's get the black sheep out. All right, next contestant. Madeline's drying up those tears. All right, Nicholas Chisler will be next to go. 8 years old out of Keymar, Maryland. All right, Nick, where is he? Hang on. Get in, dig in deep, get your big handful of wool. Here we go. Nick Chisler right here. Keymar, Maryland. Hang on, Nick. Oh, boy. Getting ready to be an 80-point ride. How about a round of applause? No score for Nick Chisler.
Yeah.
I thought that kid would have rode down chief all day. A little dirt in his shoe. How about Allie Harding, 5 years old out of Keymar, Maryland? How many want to see a cowgirl ride one? All right, Allie Harding will be next to go. Hold on, Allie. Hang on. Was she still on there at the 8, the 6? She was. Qualified ride, a thumbs up for the cowgirl. Score coming in. There's a brand new leader, 77 points. 77. All right. She is in the lead. Let's go to Chase Atchison. Atchison, 3 years old out of Damascus, Maryland. He is a member of the Patty Pilatus family. He is one of the Pilatus kids right here. So this man right here trying to win a $25 gift certificate from Cowboy Stuff Western Store. He decided, nope, not going to do it. He said, nuh-uh. Hey, did you hear him? I'm not getting on that stinking sheet. He said, nah. But the smartest thing I've heard all day long. All right. He said, nope, let's move down the line. There's Dad talking him into it. No, that's Granddad. Okay, Lane Sandifer, 4 years old, out of Damascus, Maryland. He is one of the Easter Day family. George Easter Day, Easter Day Well Drilling and Gould's Pumps, a great sponsor at the J-Bar W Ranch. Granddad is a professional rodeo cowboy, does team roping, also does a little team penning. Granddad right down here in the blue jacket, didn't wear his hat today, but that's George Easter Day. Granddad travels around the country competing in team roping competitions. So Lane said, Let me ride this sheep. I got to be 78 or better to take the lead in the mutton busting. Can he do it? This man right here is pretty tough. Hang on, Lane. Hang on. Nope. At least you rode better than your granddad did. That's the main thing. How about a big round of applause for Lane today? It's all right. Now, go back down the line to the next kid. Samantha Roberts will be next to go. 7 years old out of Frederick, Maryland. All right, Samantha. Let's get that sheep out of here. She showed the world how an all-around cowboy could look like. Jared's going to bulldog one here.
Cowboys ain't easy to love, and they're harder to hold.
Hang on, Samantha. Hang on, you got the black sheep. He's going to buck. Oh, boy, hang on, bulldog. Let go. She still had a hold of the black sheep. And the judge says good enough for second place with a 75 on the ride. 75.
You'll probably just ride away.
That sheep actually bucked a little bit. All right, let's find out who our next contestant will be. Shane Portner, 5 years old, out of Frederick, Maryland, will be next to go. Shane Portner. Hang on, Shane. You got another black sheep. That's a good one. Oh. Kick him. Make him run. There's another qualified ride. Score coming in to 72 on the ride. 72. You know the bad thing about it? These kids are outriding the bull riders we saw just a little while ago. They're making qualified rides. Allie Harding is winning it with 77.
He ain't wrong, he's just different, but his pride won't let him do things to make you think he's right.
Do you have more to go, Lisa? Are we done? We got all the kids in? All right, you got one more, Tanner. This will be exhibition. 2005 Mutton Bustin' Champion at the J-Bar W Ranch. 8 years old now, but Tanner Ridgely from Libertytown, Maryland, drew a sheep that doesn't want to run. Ah, that's where the ride should have ended right there. Go ahead and get off, Tanner. And today's winner, Allie Harding, with 77 points. Let's give all the kids a big round of applause down here. Did a great job. Congratulations, Allie. If you guys go buy Cowboy Stuff Western Store, they'll have her gift certificate waiting for you down there at the store. Thank you all very much, and thanks to Cowboy Stuff. Stop down to Cowboy Stuff for all your kids' clothes, kids' boots, kids' hats. They've got it all at Cowboy Stuff Western Store. Okay, we're going to open up the panels. Everybody down on this end, you guys are going to have to move out of the way. Our cowgirls will be riding horses in a minute.
Okay, Chip, to me, can we play some music?
I don't mind me. I don't mind. Go ahead.
Okay, if you're ready for some classic country music, put your hands together for Country Plus Band.
Check. And off somewhere the music's playing soft and low,
stranger holds the one that I love so. And I was blind, I could not see that you meant the world to me. But like a fool, I stood and watched you go. Just about to lose my mind. I was going to Arizona, maybe on to California, where the people all live so fine. Well, my baby said it's crazy, my mama called me lazy, I was going to show them all this time. Cause you know I ain't no fooling, and I don't need no more schooling, I was born to walk the line. Living on Tulsa time, living on Tulsa time. Well, you know I've been through it when I set my watch back to it. Living on Tulsa time. And I was doing good talking on the telephone line. But they don't need the movies and no one sings my song. Guess I'm just wasting my time. Well, then I got to thinking, man, I'm really sinking. I really had a flash this time. I had no business leaving and nobody would be grieving if I went back to Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time. Well, you know I've been through it when I set my watch back to it. Living on Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time. Well, you know I've been through it when I set my watch back to it. Living on Tulsa time. Well, you know I've been through it when I set my watch back to it. Living on Tulsa time.
Thank you.
Louder.
Captain.
midnight in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. Walk for miles on the highway, that's just my way. Oh, saying I love you. Always walking after midnight, searching for you. Stop to see a weeping willow, crying on his pillow. Maybe he's crying.
Faces going to come up here and sit in with us for a little bit. Where's Alan Brown? Wherever you want to get. Hey, I started loving you again.
Well, today I started loving you again.
Thank you.
Now I'm right back where I've really always been. I got over you just long enough to let my heartaches mend. And today I started loving you again. What a fool I was to think I could get by with only these few million tears I cried. Well, I should have known the worst yet to come, and that crying time for me had just begun. 'Cause today I started loving you again.
It was Freddie's fault.
And I'm right back where I've really always been. I got over you just long enough to let my heartache win. Then today I started loving you again.
Oh, pick it out, somebody.
Thank you. the day I started loving you again. Now I'm right back where I've really always been. I got over you just long enough to let my heart expand. And today I started loving you again. Yesterday I started loving you again.
Thank you, I appreciate it. How about a nice hand for Country Plus?
Thank you.
I get your hands together, warm them up a little bit. A long time forgotten, dreams have just fell by the way. And the good life he promised ain't what she's living today. But she never complains, bad times and the bad things he's run away. She just talks about the good times they've had and all the good times gone. You take the lead. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good-timing man. She loves the inside of this wicked way she don't understand. In teardrops and laughter, they'll last through this world hand in hand. All this good-hearted woman loves up this good-timing man. On the steel guitar. Nightlife and good time and friends. When the party's all over, she'll come back home again. But no, she don't understand him. She does the best that she can. A good-hearted woman loving a good time and man. Come on, let us sing. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good-time man. She loves in spite of his wicked ways she don't understand. The teardrops and laughter you pass through this world hand in hand. All this good-hearted woman of loving this good-time man. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good-time man. Thank you very much. Just keep that up. You'll get warm and the air's nice and the breeze blows and we can hear where the tell where the cows have been.
All right. I think we're getting ready for some barrel
okay,
race.
Okay, if I can have your attention a minute, I'd like to introduce to you our next celebrity ticket drawer over here. Mr. John Lovell, who is the county commissioner and is also running for re-election, I believe. Is that not right? Put your hands together for John Lovell.
Good afternoon, folks. What a wonderful event this is for NOAA. And I know that Frederick County is full of people with good hearts. And I know the one that really is the biggest one is Debbie Williams. Let's all give her a big hand.
Thanks, John. And while you're clapping, how about this classic country band, Country Plus? Put your hands together. Yeah.
All right, I think we're getting ready for some barrel racing out here, guys. We've got some pretty girls and fast horses out here getting ready to run around these three barrels you've got in the arena. The cowgirls have to stay within a cloverleaf pattern. They can hit a barrel, they can tip a barrel, but if a barrel goes all the way over on its side, we're going to add 5 seconds per barrel over on the ground. Now, they can slide and ride around number one. They can turn and burn around number two. But when they hit that third and final barrel that we call the money barrel, that's when we want you guys to make as much noise as you can to get the girls back here to the finish line. Our first cowgirl out is going to be Jamie Cornell out of Monrovia, Maryland. All right, when she crossed the finish line, we're going to make some noise, and the horses will be affected as well. Here comes Jamie Cornell in the barrel racing competition. All right, she's going to slide and ride around number one, and that horse, wait a minute now. That horse is not used to the narrow track like this with speakers on either side right there. Jamie's going to have some problems.
We do two shows a night and five nights a week. Call me another cup of coffee.
There we go. Now we got him running. Get him around number one. All right, this is a timed event. Slide and ride around number two. All right, now aiming for the money barrel. Here comes the horse race. Turn the barrel. Let's help her back to the finish line. Make as much noise as you can. It's a clean run. Hang on, Jamie. Atta girl. Good job. And the time... 49.50, the broken pattern with the disqualification. Let's go back down the line. It's going to be Christy Buffington, Union Bridge, Maryland. Here's one of the top-ranked cowgirls in the IBR standings right here. Around the barrel number one, looking good. Buffington, black and purple right here. Come on, Christy. Let's get down round number three. Here's the money barrel. Now the horse race is on. Let's help her back to the finish line. $16.94 on the run. $16.94 for Christy Buffington. And let's go down to Rachel Floor, Woodbine, Maryland. All right, Rachel. $16.93 or better is what you're looking for in the barrel racing here today. All right, Rachel Floor, Woodbine, Maryland. These horses are affected by this speaker system right here. Long, narrow alleyway they're running in today. They're usually in a great big open arena. That's all right. They're doing pretty good. Let's help her back to the finish line. Woodbine, Maryland. And the time, 21:35 on the run. 21:35. Let's go to our final cowgirl, Sammy Bazan, out of Frederick, Maryland. Frederick, Maryland, number two ranked cowgirl. Here we go. Come on, Sammy's round number one looking good. Close pattern here. Number two, spin him around. Oh! That's all right, we're going to add 5 seconds, and that horse said, wait a minute. We're going to go down this long alleyway. Here comes the money barrel. Number three, and let's help her back to the finish line. Frederick, Maryland, Sammy Bazan. $26.75 plus 5, $31.75 on the run, and the fastest time of the day goes to Christy Buffington from Union Bridge, Maryland with a $16.94. Let's pay off all of our cowgirls. And once again, my name is Chip Ridgely for the J-Bar W Ranch and Cowboy Stuff Western Store. I'd like to thank everybody for coming out and joining our rodeo action today. Thanks for coming out and supporting a great cause. We'll see you New Year's Eve in Westminster, Maryland.
What are you doing?